The City of Nuremberg and the History Channel welcome you at St. Aegidius Church.
Aegidienplatz is one of the Nuremberg squares most steeped in history. Standing on this hill, you are in one of the earliest areas of settlement in the city, and on former royal property. In the 12th century, one of the two large farms supplying Nuremberg Castle was situated here. This royal farm also had two small chapels. To this day, they can be found adjacent to St. Aegidius Church and may be accessed from the church. One of the chapels still has some original features, making it the oldest sacred building in Nuremberg.
In the mid-12th century, King Conrad III gifted the farm and the chapels to Benedictine monks from Regensburg. They went on to establish Nuremberg's first monastery here. Since the monks had originally come from Ireland and Scotland, the monastery was called Schottenkloster, Scots Monastery. At the same time, around 1150, the church was built and consecrated to St. Aegidius, and it lasted for over 500 years. Then, in 1697, a disastrous fire destroyed both church and monastery. Hardly 20 years later, the new church was finished, Nuremberg's only Baroque church. In World War II, the building was largely destroyed and then rebuilt in simplified form. The oval interior lost its galleries and its stucco ceiling.
To the right of the church, you can see a statue of Philip Melanchthon, one of Martin Luther's most important comrades in arms. It commemorates the foundation of Germany's first grammar school by Melanchthon in 1526. He made use of the rooms of the former monastery, which had recently been disbanded at the start of the Reformation. In those days, the district around St. Aegidius Church was one of the city's most exclusive residential areas. This is where patricians and rich merchant families lived. Nuremberg's most sumptuous residence, the Peller House, was situated right at the top of Aegidienplatz. It was almost completely destroyed in World War II. Only parts of the courtyard remain today. Until its destruction, this had been one of Germany's most beautiful Renaissance houses.